for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There's no ceasing to the firing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Israel says there won't be.
They were able to eliminate the head of Hamas's anti-tank missile array. They also targeted using the Navy a number of different positions that they say were threatening Israeli forces inside the Strip.
Fox's Trey Yinks near the border with Gaza. There are reports of negotiations for a three-day pause in exchange for Hamas releasing some hostages. Getting more aid to Gaza is the topic at a big international gathering in Paris.
French President Emmanuel Macron opened the meeting.
La situation est grave et se dégrade chaque jour.
Saying civilians in Gaza are suffering and a humanitarian pause is needed very quickly. The enclave needs food, water, medicines, and fuel.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The U.S. retaliated again to recent attacks on American bases in Iraq and Syria, bombing a weapons warehouse in Syria used by Iran-backed militants. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's running for president, just told Fox.
Joe Biden is basically allowing the Iranians to attack our troops, and his responses are underwhelming.
The day after he and four other candidates in a debate on NBC supported Israel, Tim Scott said we must also
stop China from buying farmland near our bases.
Chris Christie focused on another Chinese-based threat.
TikTok is not only spyware. It is polluting the minds of American young people.
Vivek Ramaswamy defended using TikTok, taking aim at Nikki Haley.
In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth.
You're just easy answer.
The Republican frontrunner, a no-show again, and said former President Trump held a rally near the Miami site, calling the debate unwatchable.
Somebody said, one of the dumber ones, he doesn't have the courage to stand up. Well, listen, I'm standing in front of tens of thousands of people.
America's listening to Fox News.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
There's an attempt today in a third state, Michigan, to keep the Trump name off the 2024 ballot, which the former president calls election interference. Based on allegations, Trump post-election conduct sparked the Capitol riot, disqualifying him under an anti-insurrection provision of the Constitution. A court in Minnesota ruled the former president can remain on the primary ballot, but is open to another challenge if he is the nominee. There's a manhunt in New Jersey for one of the accused Capitol rioters.
FBI agents, along with the New Jersey State Police and other officials, are looking for Gregory Yetman, who at the time of the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack was a military police sergeant in the New Jersey Army National Guard. The search has centered in Helmeta, which is in Middlesex County, just across the state line from New York City. A Newark-based SWAT team is looking for Yetman, but the FBI isn't saying why he's being sought in connection with the Capitol riot. Earlier this year, Yetman told USA Today that he had been present at the Capitol that day, but that he did not commit a crime.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. They can start making movies and TV shows again. The Screen Actors Guild has ended its strike with a tentative new agreement.
Not a moment too soon, because the economic impact was closing in on $6 billion. Now, we won't know the specifics of the agreement until it's reviewed by the board, but we know it is valued at over $1 billion. And the studio shared this quote. It really gives actors some of the key points they were looking for. Quote, the biggest contract on contract gains in the history of the union, a brand new residual for streaming programs, extensive content and compensation protections in the use of artificial intelligence.
That's Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady. We're just getting word out of Las Vegas that a hotel workers union and MGM has agreed to a new tentative contract after a deal also with Caesars. And we're getting word on unemployment benefits. First time claims fell last week slightly to 217,000. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. State troopers back home after being shot last month in Springfield. Trooper Dakota Chapman Green released after spending 2 weeks in the hospital and rehab center. Police say Cristobal Santana of Chicago pulled out a gun, fired shots at Chapman Green during a traffic stop. Recent study shows Illinois seen an increase in deaths from car crashes from 2012 to 2021. Illinois seen nearly a 40% increase in deaths from those crashes. It shows Illinois had the third highest increase in deaths nationwide. The only states that saw a larger increase in deaths from crashes were Indiana and Oregon. Champaign police putting more officers near worship centers after a Jewish temple vandalized last Friday. Champaign police officials said several incidents, including vandalism at Sinai Temple on November 3rd, prompting them to assign additional resources to houses of worship. If you report or see any vandalism, call police. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim
Miller. All right. Thank you, Jim. It is 8:06 into our 8 o'clock hour. We roll. It is the ESPN 93.5. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Our weather brought to you this morning by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. You want a free consult on what you're spending on your printing needs? Call Greg Wolf.
Uh-huh.
Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise.
Well, the colors on the leaves have just been fabulous. But they're starting to blow away.
Yeah, Greg Soulier is coming down to rake with us. We appreciate that.
All right.
Our meteorologist is Greg Soulier. Well, we loving this November weather, my friend.
I just wait for the wind direction to change. There, boom,
okay,
snap
it
of fingers,
the
it's done.
Neighbor's yard.
Yeah, you know the direction. He puts snow fences up so he knows which way it's going so it can't touch his yard. I get it. I understand.
Yeah, well, you know, not in your guys' neighborhoods, but others, perhaps. Who knows? Anyway, but yeah, the colors are changing. I would imagine we're probably past peak color around here, but nice to have a few hues here and there, and weather for the same as in viewing that stuff. Still looks to be in fairly good order. Nothing impressive on the weather maps and charts out the next 7 to 10 days. A little cool off to more seasonal expectations over the next couple of days. A little mini warm-up gets going early to mid to next week. A more substantial warm-up with maybe some near record-setting warm-up late next week, the following weekend, and towards the Thanksgiving week. And it looks to be Thanksgiving week, the next significant weather system, which appears to be rain, will be coming our way with maybe snow into parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and back into the Great Plains. A lot of weather expected to play out through the western states by mid to late next week. And we'll keep an eye on maybe a little hybrid tropical system coming out of the Gulf Coast and may impact parts of Florida late next week, too. Out the door this morning, 41 Willard and Savoy later on today on target for the time of year at 57. Sunshine, bit of a northwest breeze, a bit colder tonight, some cloudiness, 37. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, and a little bit cooler late in the day at 55 and dropping with a light northwest wind. Upper 20s tomorrow night, sunshine, 51. Good looking, fine feeling, light wind football Saturday at Memorial Stadium, 56 Sunday. We're getting close to 60 over Monday and Tuesday and into the low to mid 60s. We climb with a healthy breeze and sunshine, dry weather next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
Why are those born between 97 and 2012 not so good when it comes to tipping? We got an etiquette expert, best-selling author, keynote speaker. She runs Show Up Well Consulting.
I like it.
An executive protocol company based in Austin, Texas. Everybody's living in Austin, Jan. How are you?
I'm doing well, and actually that's a tiny white lie because I live in a little suburb of Austin called Horseshoe Bay.
Horseshoe Bay!
Yes.
Is there a bay in Horseshoe Bay? Is there a bay?
Yes, it's on Lake LBJ.
Awesome.
And it's just a beautiful place in this world.
LBJ, nice. Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
All right, it. Jan Goss, G-O-S-S, good to have you on. All right, so what gives here? Is it lack of cash, that nobody young carries cash anymore? Why are they not tipping? And what is the tipping number? It just keeps going up. And then they show me the screen as they're standing right in front of you. What?
Exactly. So I do expect a tip for being on today, just so you know. I'm letting you know.
Diane's got your Venmo, so she's going to say, okay.
Exactly. Perfect. No, I tell you, I've done my own little bit of research since all of this has hit the news. And what I'm finding out is a couple of things. One, I think you're right that Gen Zers do not have, they don't have the cash that we have. They don't have the income. But I don't think that's the biggest issue. I think it's a matter of lack of knowledge. It's lack of understanding. Because when we talk about tipping, we're primarily talking about the food and beverage industry, correct?
Yep.
And so for that generation, unless they've worked, which is sort of a foreign word, so unless they've worked in the in that industry, in the food and beverage industry, or known someone that worked in it, or seen their parents perhaps be, you know, big tippers or, you know, tip well, they honestly don't know. What I've heard is either, you know, I barely have money to go out and eat. I can't be adding money. Or what they say is, tipping should be to appreciate great service, not to pay someone's wages.
That's what it used to be, right? That's how it all started. You're supposed to say thank you. You did great. And so I guess it's weird. You know, different countries don't. Some countries you go to, they don't expect the tip. What if we just had a $10 hamburger, or let's say $15 hamburger these days with French fries, and the bill was $19. I have my tax, and then there's a built-in 20% for the server. There's no way we could evolve. And then somebody can always leave extra money, but it's all included. You just jack the price up, and you know your tip's in there, but not the 10% tax.
Right.
Sure, and I think that's one possible solution. I was dining at a restaurant in Austin. It was a breakfast place. And when I walked in the door, it had such a great atmosphere, and it was just buzzing. And I was there with about 15 of my best friends. And God bless the waiter. But when he came to the table, he told us, hello, you know, welcome. This is how we work here. We, at the end of your meal, there will be a 20% gratuity added. And everyone here, we share tips, so we all wait on you. I'll be your primary waiter, but, you know, all of us serve you. We had the best time. We had the best service. We ended up tipping even more than the 20%.
I would too, for instance.
Yeah, well, and again, I think
we have a group of people.
People are sensitive to the cost of everything these days, and we all get that. We all understand it. But I think building it in so you don't have to figure it out. What's 18% of $40, you know, all of that?
That's a hard math one, huh?
Yeah. Jan Goss on the Tavern Story phone line. The last thing I want to ask you is, what do you tip for? I mean, where in our life don't we, where we don't have to, when do you tip? For what?
When I go to the doctor, do I have to tip my doctor too? Because everybody else wants to tip.
You get your hair cut. That's expected. But, right. But I mean, what else?
How about the garbage man? I mean, maybe in the holidays you leave something on the can.
I've done that before. If you catch them at 5 in the morning, hand them a $20 bill, they really like that.
I know, but how often do you catch them?
Not very often.
At 4:30 in the morning.
And you tape it on the garbage can isn't a good idea.
Right.
So, yeah.
No. I do think we cannot go wrong with being kind, showing up well, showing gratitude.
Yeah.
And if we stay in that attitude, we will be the example for the generation coming up.
Be generous.
It's always the right thing to do.
That's right.
All right, Jan, how can people find you?
Please come visit me. I would love to connect at showupwell.com. But more important than connecting with me, is be sure that you don't just show up in life, but show up well.
Jan, thank you. Nice to meet you, and so appreciate your time.
Appreciate being here.
All right, 8:14 with Jan Goss.
ShowUpWell.com.
8:14, some sports headlines next.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at TabmansTowing.com.
Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up in Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Dates are filling up quickly. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford. That'll be our year three up there. We're excited to have our Stevie J Broadcasting party at Long Branch.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with all our food.
Oh. I like the games you put on, Stevie, while we're waiting for our food to be prepared.
Yeah, Diane won some money last year.
I did.
Yeah, that was fun. Janet's idea, by the way.
Awesome.
Anything good is Janet. All right, let's check your sports headlines.
The battle of the bads tonight. Both the last in the division. Carolina Panthers 1-7. Chicago Bears 2-7.
I'm saying the Bears beat Carolina.
Okay, then.
I think
those... And then will that beat the draft pick options?
Well,
on...
again, it's really weird that you got two bad teams and you get the draft pick of the team you're beating. So, I mean, the Bears get the Carolina draft pick because of a trade last year. So, we want Carolina to lose and be one in a million so they can be. Right now, Arizona stands to get the first pick.
Okay.
So, we need to beat Carolina tonight, the Bears, and then we'll go to the lofty 3 wins, 7 losses with a win. And I think the Bear fans are going to show up. I think it'll be electric. It's on Amazon Prime. That means you probably don't get it unless you subscribe.
Uh-huh.
We are Amazon Prime, so I'll have it. And so come on over, and we'll see if the Bears win.
Great insight from Coach Brett Bielema on the show yesterday here at ESPN 93.5. If you want to rehear the interview, I just love our chats with him. It's at steviejay.com. Just tap into that podcast feature. But
we ask him about smiley face pancakes for his daughters.
That's,
we go right to the heart of the journalism. We ask him the hard question.
And you can tell he's smiling on these questions, too. So we did ask him about Luke Altmaier and if he'll play or not.
He's doing great.
Just exactly.
That's what I heard. No, this is. Imagine you're Tom Allen in Indiana. Mm-hmm. You're planning for both.
That's right.
Because you, and that's exactly what I would do.
Well, of course.
Why would I tell you who's starting?
You've really only seen a minute or less of, John Paddock.
Zero surprise if John Paddock trots out there. When you talk concussion, it's out of Brett Bielema's hands. It's in the hands of the doctor.
That's right.
He's got to get cleared. And who knows? I have no idea. It might start. I don't know.
Well, and him talking about Memorial Day and Memorial Stadium and the 11th hour on the 11th day of November and all of that. It was great to hear him talk about our veterans, too. We have a Friday night game with Illinois volleyball in Iowa to take note of. It'll be field trip day for women's basketball on the 15th. That's on Wednesday, so that's always fun with the screaming kids. So those are some things to look forward to with our Illini.
If I were at that game, I'd be in the top of C, in the last seat in the top. Because then the sound would be going down.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Because the screaming does kind of...
It does.
It's like a high school game that is a State Farm, except magnified by 10.
Because it's all little kids
and
with these high-pitched voices.
And Illinois will win by a lot that day, just like they did last year with that support.
Absolutely. And it was signing day yesterday, so lots of great recruits coming in for the class of 2024. If you want to hit up that and find out more about the towns and where they're from, I know Shauna Green added someone from Frankfort, Illinois, and in Oakland is who our Illini basketball team will be playing on Friday at 7.
Shauna Green got somebody big time. Some big person.
She's 6'6".
Oh, my goodness. But I think she's really good.
Uh-huh.
Shauna Green is doing it. And Brad Underwood got Merez Johnson. Is that the big guy that we got? He's been committed to us for two years. And, again, you know, I kind of facetiously asked Coach. I said, why would you ever recruit an 18-year-old again?
Because
it's a portal. Just get the book out. There's 1,800 names. Pick well.
That's right. So good stuff happening if you want to find out more about the recruits. Tonight on ice, Blackhawks and Tampa Bay at 6, and we have Arizona and St. Louis to face the Blues. The Suns beat the Bulls by a point in overtime, 116-115. Io with a couple of points in that. Pacers beat Utah 134-118.
Okay, we're going to talk Parkland and apprenticeship. Big thing coming next week you're going to want to know about. And this... Your young person, stand by.
Right, the trade's got it going on.
Got it going on. Weather this morning brought to you by Busey. For over 150 years, Busey. Member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. For Eastern Florida, Champaign, and Banff, Saturday, pretty quiet set up here the next 7 to 10 days. Little if any organized precipitation anticipated. Temperatures returning to more seasonal levels over the next few days. Big, big warm-up gets going. Middle to late parts of next week should take us to and through at least the start of Thanksgiving. And by Thanksgiving, probably a better propensity for some rainfall across the area with snow, so none too far to the north and west of us. And maybe a transition back to some colder weather winding our way through the remainder of the month of November. breezy, much cooler for the day today. Sunshine to a few scattered clouds this afternoon. 57 for the high with a northwest wind, 12 to 22, a bit gusty. Colder tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 37. Northwest wind diminishes tomorrow, mostly sunny and turning a bit cooler late in the day. Should make about 55. Temperatures may slide a bit later in the day with a northwest wind. Saturday and Sunday, highs to about 51. Saturday, 56 on Sunday. Upper 50s for Monday and Tuesday. Highs back into the 60s next Wednesday and Thursday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Soldier.
Picture on the job situation in the country is just in. The number of Americans who applied for first-time jobless benefits last week fell slightly to 217,000 and stayed at very low levels, typical of a strong U.S. labor market. While the rate of layoffs remains near a historic low, economists had forecast those new claims would come in at 220,000. Now, these numbers indicate the economy is stable, but businesses are hiring less, and the labor market seems to have cooled off a bit. And the people who bring us Cheerios, Progresso, and Pillsbury are now adding pet supplements to their portfolio. General Mills, which owns Blue Buffalo and Tyson Foods Pet Treat, is taking a first step into the pet supplement category with the acquisition of Therapets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
Are you looking for something this holiday season for your customers that can say thank you from you, but at the same time showcase your business and their support? The hunt is over. We offer custom wrapped coolers and lasered mugs, tumblers, water bottles in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Call us at Aftershock, 833-DECAL-IT, or look us up online, AftershockDD.com. That's AftershockDD.com.
There's a good dude there. Really good dude there.
Yeah, and an infectious laugh,
Kirk
too.
Kirk Lehman, Aftershock. Mm-hmm. That guy is he's after it, and he's a good man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to welcome Elise Duty Jones back to the show. She's with Parkland College. She is the Parkland Highway Construction Careers Training Program Administration? What, manager?
Program manager.
Program manager. She's in charge.
Yep.
And I'm just looking at my sheet here. Champaign County Highway Construction Trade Apprenticeship Wages. So it looks like I'm going to be a plumber.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Plumber, pipe fitter, 5 years length of apprenticeship. I'm going to make $100,000.
That's nice.
$100,000 really after my 5 years.
Wow.
So if you're 22 years old and you're 27, make 100 G, you got to look at this.
And there is retirement included.
Oh, my gosh.
All of this
is good, and you're gonna fix my sink.
Yes.
And how handy is that? And then we'll live with the thing where the plumber's faucet is always dripping. That happens all the time when you're at home and your own faucet drips because you're too busy. So tell me about the program. What's happening next week?
So, well, next week is the National Apprenticeship Week. This is a Department of Labor celebration. It's nationwide. Here in Champaign County, we're naturally going to be celebrating this. So at Parkland College, we've got several avenues for apprenticeships. The Highway Construction Careers Training Program, which is what I run, helps folks prepare for the construction trades. But Parkland College is also putting together and has multiple other apprenticeships in various industries. And we've got a few celebrations to learn about that or opportunities to learn about that. Next Wednesday, we've got a virtual event called Become an Apprentice that so folks can learn how to become an apprentice. And that is at Parkland College. And Next Friday, the Highway Construction Careers Training Program is holding orientations so that folks who want to take part of our in our pre-apprenticeship can start that process.
Is it hard to be an apprentice? Is it competitive?
It is absolutely competitive. Yeah. In order to get to those $80,000 to $100,000 jobs, you don't just fall into it. Yeah. You have to test. You have to prepare. You have to make sure that you are ready to learn.
Even in this day of, we can't find enough people, there's enough for these.
There is, because it's, you know,
it pays so well.
Yeah. And it's education that you don't have to pay for.
Right.
Yeah. Right? It, I mean, you earn a
you
paycheck.
You get paid while you're going. Correct. Well, what, it'd be obviously a lot less than when you become an actual five-year person.
Correct.
But it's enough to live on.
Absolutely. Yeah. You start depending on the construction trade, and that's what the pre-apprenticeship is about. We explore all the different construction trades here in the Champaign County area so that you can make the appropriate decision.
40 to 50 yourself. To 60-ish for starting out, 40,000, 50,000. It's still pretty good.
Yes. No, yeah. The laborers make fantastic money. That's a three-year apprenticeship. The pipe fitter, plumbers, electricians, those are the five-year apprenticeships. Yeah. And then there's multiple that are four-year apprenticeships. And you just got to go with what fits your personality, what type of skills do you want to master, and who's hiring that year,
right?
And you're helping me for free, right? I mean, I'm not
absolutely.
I'm not paying at least to do. That's amazing.
No. The pre-apprenticeship, the HCCTP Highway Construction Careers Training Program is funded by IDOT.
Wow.
So the Illinois Department of Transportation wants more folks able to build our infrastructure. We've got this massive I-57, I-74 project, multiple bridges being replaced all across the region. And this is going to go on for years and years because, you know, we know that they've been neglected for 20, 30 plus years, correct?
And there's so many people that are saddled with all this college debt. And this is such a great route, Elise.
And many of the apprenticeships, like once you go through our pre-apprenticeship and then you get accepted, you know, you've applied to the different apprenticeships out there, you get yourself hired on. Some of the apprenticeship programs, when you graduate with 1 year of college that can you could come back to Parkland and finish up that second, you know, to get to that second year degree.
Okay.
So you could become a project manager, things of that nature. So we are also help, you know, while you're working, you're also earning some college credit.
Nice.
And those are partnerships that we have with various Parkland has with various construction trade groups here in the area.
These are some of the things you can learn with this Apprenticeship Express that comes our way 8:30 to 10 on Tuesday the 14th.
Yes, that's for employers to learn about how they can have an apprenticeship to help their employees and new recruits move up in their business.
Okay.
So, you know, and that is a partnership that different businesses can create with Parkland College so they can have Department of Labor registered apprenticeships.
Okay. Nice networking.
So this is all I see nothing wrong with what you're talking about. As zero wrong with it, because if you're curious, not sure what you want to do, you got to at least look at this.
Absolutely. And that's what's nice about the Highway Construction Careers Training Program is that we are a sampler platter program. You come to us, you know, you do have to get accepted. You know, you have to be 18 years old. You have to have a GED high school credential. You have to have a valid driver's license and pass our math and reading test. Now, don't freak out about that math and reading test, because if you know, maybe you fall a little bit short, we've got plenty of free services at Parkland College. Our adult education center helps folks, and it is not uncommon to have a couple of folks in each class who had to take perhaps an additional 6 months to get there.
One other example, the iron worker after your 4 years apprenticeship is gonna make $35.50, which is $70,000 cash. However, your package and benefits take it to $130,000 a year in benefits.
Absolutely.
And now, a guy like me, you'd probably discriminate because I'm older, right?
Not necessarily. It depends. If you are fit and healthy, I mean,
I can do it.
You can do it, man. It's all about, you know, are you capable?
Has a side hustle from broadcasting.
Yeah, I can do that, except I'd probably require an office and a recliner. Is that possible?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Construction does happen outdoors.
Yeah, listen.
The hot and the cold.
I know a lot of people doing this work, and you know what they're all good at? They're all good at what they do. And that's the one benefit of learning for 3, 4, 5 years. You're really, really good at what you do.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And so it's a heck of a career, and you make money to for a long time, and you got the benefits for a long time. It's good stuff.
And journey people have the opportunity in all their trades to continue to up their skills. There are journey worker classes so there is continuous lifelong learning
at
in
least,
all of these systems.
Duty Jones, how do we find out information in detail? Where do I go to learn the details of next week?
For the highway construction, you go to parkland.edu/HCCTP. For the additional items, the virtual ones, I would say you are best off Googling or
finding an apprenticeship.
Parkland College.
Parkland.edu.
Parkland.edu.
You will find that.
Lise Duty Jones, thanks for coming in.
I appreciate your time.
Our pleasure. Hey. Thank you. 8:30, we'll check your news. Come right back. ESPN 93.5. Smoke. Got to smoke a turkey. Tell you how next.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Touching nerves at last night's third GOP presidential debate in Miami. Vivek Ramaswamy again coming in hot against Nikki Haley on NBC.
Do you want a leader from a different generation who's going to put this country first? Or do you want Dick Cheney in 3-inch heels?
Haley shot right back.
I wear heels. They're not for a fashion statement. They're for ammunition.
Haley also warning the GOP to find an abortion compromise for women after Tuesday's GOP election losses. After 5 hours grilling Ivanka Trump on the stand, New York prosecutors wrap up their real estate fraud case against Donald Trump. Today, the defense with Trump lawyer Alina Haba.
We're going to move for a directed verdict, saying that they have rested yesterday. You didn't prove the elements of the case. Mm-hmm. This case should be dismissed. It should never have been brought. Now, with this judge, do I think he's going to give us an ear? No.
America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Courts Commission will decide whether to punish Adams County judge who overturned his own guilty verdict in a sexual assault case. Judge Robert Adrian found then 18-year-old Drew Clinton guilty of sexual assault in October 2021 during a sentencing hearing in January last year. Adrian vacated Clinton's conviction. Later, the Illinois Judicial Inquiry Board filed a complaint against Adrian. State troopers back home after he was shot last month in Springfield. Trooper Dakota Chapman Green released after spending 2 weeks at a hospital and rehab center. Cristobal Santana of Chicago pulled out a gun, then fired shots at Chapman Green during a traffic stop. Macon County Coroner releasing the names of two men from Decatur who died in separate paraglider and motorcycle crashes Tuesday. The paraglider crash happened in Forsyth. 42-year-old Scott Edwards of Decatur died when his paraglider plummeted to the earth in rural Maroa. Riding his motorcycle, 76-year-old Donald Bray suffered massive head trauma in that crash. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois and Champaign-Urbana vicinity. And that cooling trend is underway. It'll bring temperatures down to more seasonal expectations over the next several days, but a fairly quiet setup with little, if any, organized precipitation anticipated. We'll get into another pattern reversal driven by this moderate to strong El Nino over the middle and late parts of next week and probably into and through about the Thanksgiving holiday itself with a big warm-up on temperatures, maybe some record and near record-setting warmth, and the travel scene over the Thanksgiving holiday break.
Looks to be wet and rainy and stormy around here. Snows to the north and west of us. Breezy, much cooler for the day today. Sunny to partly cloudy skies. High at about 57. The northwest wind at 12 to 22. Mostly cloudy, colder tonight, down to 37. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler late in the day. The high at about 55 and dropping with a northwest wind. Mostly clear, 29 for tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, sunshine 51 on Saturday, 56 on Sunday, heading towards the upper 50s to near 60 Monday and Tuesday, into the low to mid 60s next Wednesday and Thursday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, when you're talking about real estate and selling stuff, it is a unique market with interest rates and everything. So you probably want to find somebody who's done it for a minute. Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group, they've been there, and they're ready for unexpected stuff to come up because that's what they do, and they know how to navigate different markets.
Yeah, and there's different chapters of life, too. Maybe you're having a kid, or maybe a parent just passed away. You have different situations where you need to get a bigger house or get rid of a house, and you'll want to know the value of your home, and that's an easy search at Nate Evans Group as you enter the address and then click on that get home value. It's pretty cool how you just have a conversation with someone on the Nate Evans Group team to get that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. You can sell your home for the most money possible when you're working with the team with eXp Realty. So call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Talk about your situation and they'll get it done. 217-239-7113 or an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to theNateEvansGroup.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Thursdays. And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
Smoke! In Tim's Grill, he's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's Grill.
And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Last week at the same time, same channel, we were talking about what you needed to get to try and smoke a turkey on Thanksgiving. Is it possible to recap my list, Tim, for those that might have missed? I need a turkey.
Yes.
That was number. I thought that was number one.
Need a turkey.
Got to have the turkey. You need a good poultry brine.
Brine.
You need some injection to make that meat moist and flavorful.
Okay, so how does that work? You got to have a shot thing?
What? A shot thing? A syringe?
Yeah, cooking syringes or whatever.
Okay.
And actually, Tony Chesseries, when you buy the injection, it comes with one.
Perfect. Oh. Tony Chesseries, who nobody can spell, is really good.
Yes, it's from Louisiana.
Starts with a
spent
C,
most of
doesn't
the 90s.
It? Chesseries uh-huh. is a C.
C-H-A-C-A-E-R-I.
Tony Chesseries.
And I've probably got 50 of them, so okay. If anybody needs one, call me.
There you
me.
Go. Call Tim. okay, so I got that going on. Anything else?
You'll need your seasoning, your rub, whatever you're wanting to put on it.
Yep.
You'll need an aluminum pan.
Yep.
And your smoker.
Perfect. Okay.
And your fuel.
All right. We got that. So I got a smoker. It's electric, so I plug it in. I got room. I'm going to get a smaller turkey because it'll fit. And then I can go to work on this thing. So how do I prepare it to make it like Tim Onstott?
Yeah.
Well, for a regular bird, the first thing you want to do is cut off that little plastic thing that holds the legs together.
Yep. Okay.
and take out the innards,
yep.
the little bag of innards in there. You want to be sure and remove that.
Yep.
I've made that mistake and cooked it with it in there, and it was not pleasant.
What's that smell?
Yeah, plastic.
So I've made all those mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay. And if it's frozen, you got to make sure it's thawed. You won't be able to get in there. It's hard to get your hand in there.
And in fact, is that done in the sink then in cold water overnight? What's that process? Do you know that?
Oh, the safest method is just in the refrigerator for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. And you can push it and feel if it's soft. And
okay,
all
gotcha.
Yeah,
you can, there'll be some ice in there usually still. You can hurry the process up in the sink, but I wouldn't do it very much.
Yep.
I mean, if it's just a little bit. But we get that. So you want to brine it overnight. How I brine turkeys is I'll mix up the brine in a 5-gallon bucket, and I'll put the turkey in, and it'll want to float up. So I put a brick in a plastic Ziploc bag and set on top of it, and that holds it down.
I can't remember what I used last time, but it was something heavy, but I can't remember.
Okay.
Paint can, you know, something like that.
A paint can.
No, you're right. A baggie with a brick is the best idea.
Okay.
Yep. Then you'll get it on, get your smoker to 270 to 280.
270 to 280. Now, for you, you'd say 272. So it's somewhere between 270 and 280 is good. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm lenient here. It's 270 to 280. Okay. We're not competing. We're just trying to make something good.
All right. That's good.
So right, we'll put the turkey in a pan, put it on the smoker. And as it's smoking, we're wanting to baste every 30 minutes or so.
Baste.
I mean, people want to pull the juice out and mess with all that. Mm. I don't. I just use the squeezed parquet in the blue bottles.
Yep.
The best I've found, and I'm all about easy. And you want to do that till the skin's a deep golden brown, and then cover it with foil so that you're not darkening that skin and making it brown and purple.
Because the skin might be done, but the meat isn't, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll take about 20 minutes a pound, so you're looking at about 4 to 4.5 hours for a 12-pound turkey.
Right. People don't try stuffing inside with a smoker, do they?
No, I smoke the stuffing separate.
Ooh.
And that's with the oysters in it.
Ooh.
But you'll want to get that turkey to an internal temperature of 165 in all of the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're doing it this method, your thighs and legs are actually going to get to 175 to 185 before the breast is 165.
Okay.
But that's okay. It'll be flavorful.
Okay.
Then you let it rest for 10 to 20 minutes before serving.
Why is the resting important?
Because the meat has been working hard to cook, and it's all tightened up from the heat. And then as it rests, those muscles relax, and it's soaking the juice back in and getting the flavor back into the meat.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, this sounds
delicious. Now, that's
the
easy method. Now, if you want to do something a little better, I like, and it cooks more evenly, and this is not a dirty word, it's spatchcocking. And that's where you remove the backbone of the bird and lay it flat.
That sounds like
it doesn't look as pretty.
Sounds like a PhD move. Why would I remove the backbone of the bird?
Well, you would need adult supervision, Stevie.
Yeah, I know
you would
that.
Jan's going to have to watch him because you got to have a sharp knife and some kitchen shears and cut that backbone out.
And what does that do?
And get it flattened. That flattens the meat out and it cooks more evenly.
Oh, okay. I
gotcha. And it actually takes a little less time because you don't have that big cavity insulating the inside of the meat.
Gotcha.
You've got full circulation around it. But the process, the brining, you do beforehand, you'll spatchcock it, and then you'll do the injection and seasoning.
Huh.
And it's not as pretty, but I think it's more flavorful.
Boy.
A lot of times when you're taking it to the table, it's all cut up anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
I mean, you see
you take a picture of the photo op.
Right.
Yeah, but then you're right. I bring it on a platter.
Right.
And one thing I forgot is when you unwrap your turkey and take it out, take that little cheater pop-up thing out of it. Get rid of that thing. That's useless.
A little pop-up, because I look for it all the time.
I do, too.
Is it done? Is it done? It didn't pop. Why didn't it pop? It's not done. I mean, all that stuff.
Okay.
Use a real thermometer so you what you're getting.
But where do you stick it? In the leg?
Oh, I take the temperature from all the major muscles, the thighs, the leg, the breast. The breast is going to take the longest to cook, and you'll want to get it to 165.
Okay.
Final tip, a little bit of Blues Hog raspberry chipotle barbecue sauce on the side.
You like that Blues Hog. I know that.
Well, I like mixing it with other things. Now, for turkey, the raspberry chipotle is good on its own. We've placed top fives in a few competitions, turkey competitions, with raspberry chipotle Blues Hog.
Man, you
and
Donna.
And I don't get paid by those people.
You ought to get paid.
You should.
You and Donna. Okay, we got it. How are things at Dixie Chopper? How are things at Gail Frerichs for trucking?
Oh, it's a great day at Gail Frerichs Trucking. We've got a driver in orientation today, and things are going very, very well. We're providing opportunities for drivers and servicing customers.
Well,
and
doing a great job.
Donna is at Dedicated Diesel today,
at
Dixie Chopper. If anybody wants to meet Donna and have her show you some lawnmowers, and I don't know, it might be funny if you talk her into driving one.
Could she do it?
I don't know if she would.
I bet she could if she wanted. I know that. So
now, do you know how much ground you can mow in the 4 hours it takes for your turkey to smoke?
How much ground with the Dixie Chopper? How much ground in just the time it would take to smoke a turkey? How much can I mow?
A lot.
It'd be acres, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, you'd be. Depends on the model, but you could be 20 acres, maybe. I don't know.
That's crazy, lots of grass.
Yeah.
You have to gas up and go base your turkey and all that stuff, but still.
Yeah, you'd have to stop every 30 minutes to get your parquet squeezed on your turkey.
Got
gotcha
that going on. Tim.
So, Tim, on the chopping up the leaves and bagging all that, is that one of the attachments for the Dixie Chopper? Because people are doing that right now.
There were bagging attachments. Previous models, I don't think that we're doing that anymore.
You're going too fast. You'd have to
features,
stop every 2 minutes to empty the thing, I think.
I think the mulching feature on the decks of the Dixie Chopper
is
sufficient.
Yeah, just chops them all up, chews them up.
Gotcha.
Yep. Tim Onstott, you the man, my friend. Good work. We love it.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk soon. Tim Onstott, Gail Frerichs Trucking, and Dedicated Diesel, home of the Dixie Chopper.
Great. And our barbecueologist.
Really? Barbecueologist, 847 ESPN 93.5 from the Tap and Stone phone line.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is coming to the Virginia Theater on November 15th.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank's CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
All righty, we check our sports headlines. Diane Ducey's got that. What's happening in the name of sports, the game of sports?
When it comes to our Illini, the signing day and the recruiting class of 2024 is all abuzz, and you can find out some of your favorite sports. I think there were 7 or 8 represented yesterday as they were clapping for some of the new recruits. And a lot of tall kids out there, Steve. It seemed like, you know, Morez Johnson Jr. for Brad Underwood, 6'9". And, you know, a 6'6 gal.
Woman who's 6'6".
Yeah, Barry Wallace.
You have to wear flats.
Haven Smith, also 6'6".
So who does the 6'6 woman go to prom with? You have to go to a basketball player or something.
And wear flats.
Flats, definitely flats. 6'6". They're just, everybody's getting taller.
I mean, I had trouble at 6 foot in high school finding a date that was my size.
Have to wear flats. Yep.
Illinois and Indiana at 11 a.m. on Saturday. So enjoy the festivities as we take on the Hoosiers. And don't forget, Friday after 3, we'll be live with tickets to that game. We'll also have tickets to the 7 o'clock game as the men's basketball team faces Oakland. Go Illini!
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. Want to start by just thanking our providers and our staff, our mission partners at the hospital for the great care that they take of our community in providing the services. One of the new offerings that we have coming up in the next couple of months, we've recruited an interventional pain provider who will be able to do some of those injections and procedures to help people who are struggling with long-term pain. In conjunction with that, we have an orthopedic spine surgeon that will work together with the interventional pain provider to really offer a robust spine pain service for the community of Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding areas. We have also brought in a brand new open heart surgeon. He is doing a really good job, really helping us expand our heart program to be a more regional heart institute at OSF in Urbana. And so want to just continue doing the great things that we're doing around our cardiac program to offer a great service for the community.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Ben Evans Saturday. Pretty quiet setup here the next 7 to 10 days. Little if any organized precipitation anticipated. Temperatures returning to more seasonal levels over the next few days. Big, big warm-up gets going. Middle to late parts of next week should take us to and through at least the start of Thanksgiving. And by Thanksgiving, probably a better propensity for some rainfall across the area with snow, so none too far to the north and west of us. And maybe a transition back to some colder weather winding our way through the remainder of the month of November. Breezy, much cooler for the day today. Sunshine to a few scattered clouds this afternoon. 57 for the high with a northwest wind 12 to 22. A bit gusty. Colder tonight. Mostly cloudy. Down to 37. Northwest wind diminishes tomorrow. Mostly sunny and turning a bit cooler late in the day. Should make about 55. Temperatures may slide a bit later in the day with a northwest wind. Saturday and Sunday. Highs to about 51. Saturday 56 on Sunday. Upper 50s for Monday and Tuesday. Highs back into the 60s next Wednesday and Thursday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm Ben Dolchus, Greg Soldier.
All right. Thank you, Gregory. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing. That's Friday's program as you get ready for Pia's live broadcast.
Yeah, that's after tomorrow. 3 at 1609 West Springfield Avenue.
I think Diane's going to have Oakland basketball tickets.
Yes.
She's going to have Illinois-Indiana game tickets. And I think she'll have a pair of Marquette tickets.
Yes, that's right.
Wow, she'll be the one people want to talk to.
That's right.
You can probably have a fabulous time and also a great chance to win.
And Pius has the fan bus, too, that leaves a half hour before tip-off throughout the season for the home basketball games.
Well, listen, we'll catch up tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday. Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audibel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibelteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibelteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibelteam.com. That's audibelteam.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're